The Enduring Church of God presents Charles E. Bryce, bringing you a straightforward message on the abundant life and the good news of the kingdom of God.
Hello, everyone. We're continuing to go through a series of programs on the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. Do you know what they are? Do you, as a Christian, have those fruits? Do you know where to find them in your own Bible? Go get your Bible and study right along with us and read with your own eyes what God's Word actually says. Let's check out what the Bible says regarding the fruits of the Holy Spirit by turning to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. There's nine of them. And as Christians, we need to have these fruits alive and thriving in our daily lives, because we need to have God's Spirit be filled with it, guided and led by it. And if we are, the fruits, the Spirit will be there. Just like if you have a grapefruit tree in your backyard and it's blooming and blossoming and bearing fruit, it's going to bear grapefruit. Apple tree will produce apples. Orange tree will produce oranges. And God's Spirit produces fruits in our lives, spiritual fruits, qualities of character that please God, that benefit us, and that benefit others. Well, as I said, we're covering these nine fruits in a series of programs, and we've already gone through the first three fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace. And so today we're going to go through the fourth fruit. It's long-suffering. Long-suffering. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean when it says long-suffering? One of the fruits of the Spirit is long-suffering. Are you long-suffering? Am I long-suffering? Do we have that fruit in our lives? What does it mean? Well, most people, when they read that word long-suffering, they just automatically say, oh, well, that just means patience. That's just another word of patience. And that's not altogether true. Now, it does include patience, but there's more to it than patience. And patience is very, very important, and it is required that we Christians have patience. But long-suffering is more than patience. It definitely does include patience, but it means more than that. It also includes endurance, forbearance, and tolerance. Or you might say it means having patience over a long period of time, which sometimes is going to involve some suffering and tolerance and forbearance. We live in an impatient world. I think we all know that. As human beings, we want what we want when we want it, and we want it right now. We are not given to being patient and to being long-suffering and to waiting on things. We become more and more insistent on having everything right now when we want it, and we get upset if it doesn't happen right then. Or as one man said, I want more patience, and I want it right now. That kind of pictures the attitude that the typical human being has toward patience. We don't want to have to wait. We don't want to have to take time to do things. And we don't want to give other people time to do things. We have instant coffee. We have fast food restaurants. We pay for quicker internet service. We want immediate answers and immediate results and immediate solutions to problems. Everything's got to be done on the fast track. It's got to be done quickly in our helter-skelter rat race of a life and lifestyle that most people lead today. That just doesn't add up with what the Bible says regarding living life more abundantly. It doesn't add up with what the Bible says about having a Christian life that is approved by God and led by Jesus Christ. Everything is not instant in such a life. This right now mentality especially shows up when interacting with other people. Very few people, including those who call themselves Christians, are willing to wait patiently and for a long time, even if they have to suffer for a while. Very few have that quality of long-suffering. They don't want to wait. They don't want to be patient. They don't want to stay with it over a long period of time. And especially, they don't want to do that if it involves suffering. But we need to look at ourselves and see and make sure that we're not going to be that way. Because every dynamic, growing Christian must have the fruit of long-suffering in their life. We must. If we have God's Spirit, we're going to be bearing that fruit of long-suffering. And that involves waiting, being patient, taking our time, and doing it even if it requires inconvenience and even suffering. And getting rid of the immediate kind of right now mentality that pervades our society today and replacing it with an attitude of long suffering. It doesn't mean we want things to drag out. It doesn't mean we don't go ahead and move quickly on getting things done. It doesn't mean that we can't do something quickly. No, I mean, that's in balance. All of that is a part of it. But what is our approach? What is our state of mind? What is our attitude toward this matter of patience and instant this and instant that and being long-suffering? That's what we're trying to get at today and look at and understand more deeply. Let's notice 1 Peter chapter 2. What does the Bible have to say? Jesus Christ said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Okay, here's the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 19. Notice what it says about this attitude, this quality, this fruit of the Spirit called long-suffering. Patience over a long period of time. Endurance for the long haul. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 19. For this is thankworthy. This is commendable or acceptable. If a man for conscience toward God endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you be buffeted, if you be knocked about a little bit, if you be corrected for your faults, what glory is it if you take it patiently? That's expected. But if when you do well and you suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Verse 21, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. That's the way Jesus Christ is. That's the way he was. That's the way he always will be. He's patient. He's long-suffering. He's willing to give us time. He's willing to give us a chance. He's willing to tolerate our foibles and our mistakes and our shortcomings. And we have to be willing to do that too as we work with other people and as we are living life in our family and in our neighborhoods. That is a big part of character. It takes time to develop character, and it doesn't come easily. That's just one of the reasons why character is so valuable and so precious, because it takes so much time over a long period of time of patience and of long-suffering to develop that precious, tremendously important quality in our lives that we refer to as character. And every Christian must be developing that character. We must be making the choices that will allow God to instill holy, righteous, godly character in us, and that's over a long period of time. And that takes endurance, and that takes perseverance and sticking with it, patience and long-suffering. That takes that quality of the fruit of the Spirit that we're talking about today, and that's true for every Christian. You're not going to just turn on a dime and, okay, now you're right with God and you're headed straight for eternal life. Conversion is a process. Overcoming and changing involves day in and day out of struggling and of pushing and pressing on in the right direction in spite of the distractions, the diversions, the setbacks, the pain and suffering along the way. Every true Christian knows that. It is a tough battle, but God helps us win it. But we have to be determined. And we have to have that quality of patience and of long-suffering. Notice here in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Hebrews 12 verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Run with patience. We're not in a sprint when it comes to Christian living. We're in an endurance race. We're in a marathon. And that requires long-term commitment, just like everything about the Christian life requires. It requires conviction. It requires commitment and over the long term. In other words, it requires long-suffering. It requires patience. And when you add patience and you add endurance and you add suffering all up together, that comes to the quality and the fruit of the Spirit called long-suffering. And that's what God's Spirit will produce in all of our lives as we draw close to Him and as we follow Jesus Christ. Now think for a moment as we try to understand this subject more deeply. Where would any of us be if God did not have patience and long-suffering for us? Where would we be? Well, we would be without hope. We'd be in trouble. We need to thank Him for being patient and kind and long-suffering and continuing to work with us over the long haul. And He does, and He will. And we better be thankful for that. Otherwise, we'd all be in big trouble. Let's notice 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. It says here in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief," Paul said. "Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." And what does it say here about Jesus Christ? "That in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering." Yes, Almighty God the Father and Jesus Christ in heaven have tremendous patience with us. And they exercise tremendous long-suffering, so that we then have a chance to overcome and grow and be in the kingdom. If they demanded just instant perfection, none of us would make it. They know we're weak. They know we're human. They know we make mistakes. They know we fall short. But when they see that we're trying, when they see that we're battling, when they see that we're making headway, when they see that we're eager to do the right thing and go in the right direction, they stay with us. They're patient. They're long-suffering. They're pulling for us. They give us time. They work with us. And they expect us to do the same thing toward other people. Are we long-suffering toward our wife and toward our husband? Are we long-suffering and patient with our children, with other family members, with neighbors, with people on the job? Or do we have a quick trigger, a knee-jerk reaction? Do we go around making decisions on a basis of just impulse, jumping to conclusions? Let's examine ourselves and ask us these questions. Do we arrive at conclusions or jump to conclusions? We can end up in the wrong place, doing and saying the wrong thing, if we're not careful, if that's what we do. Think how much smarter and how much wiser and how much better everything will turn out if we have patience. Take our time. Approach everything with an attitude of being long-suffering, giving a chance for change, for getting the point, for understanding, and for overcoming, and for others to do better, just like God and Jesus Christ do toward others. You know, when you think about it, and you can talk about this with others, and you can discuss it with anyone in a really good, dynamic, interesting, scintillating conversation where truth is the main thing, and facts, you know, facts are stubborn things, and the conversation is based on truth and facts. Anything in this conversation that you might be having, you'll see this if you talk about it honestly. Anything lasting and worthwhile requires patience and waiting. Doesn't matter what you want to talk about. What's the best food there is? Just instant food or food that takes time to prepare and to cook properly, and is seasoned in the right way? Art, for instance, a beautiful work of art, or a beautiful music, beautiful piece of music, that takes time to fully flourish and develop and maximize the potential that's there. Building a building. If you're building a new house, would you rather a bunch of carpenters just come out and slap your house up and throw you the key and say, it's yours? Or would you rather some skilled craftsmen come out and take their time, not dragging their feet, but take their time to do it all right and proper and correctly and slowly enough to get it at the highest quality possible and then hand you the key? Well, I think the answer is obvious. You would want the house that was put up over a period of time with patience and excellence and quality. Same thing happens with friendship. A very valuable and wonderful blessing any of us can have is a strong, lifelong friend. But that kind of friendship takes time to build. Whatever you look at, farming, you can't have instant farming. You don't go out and look at a field and just instantly say, okay, let's throw some corn out there, and okay, now let's harvest the corn, and okay, let's go sell the corn. You've got to prepare the soil, and you've got to plant the corn. Then you've got to till the corn. It takes tender, loving care to farm properly, to raise animals, to produce the results that are the best. The same thing is true in anything in life. Take time to do it right. Like I say, it doesn't mean you drag your feet or you put off doing it. It just means you're taking your time to get it right. Well, that's true in Christianity, and that's true in building character and in living life the way God called us to live life and to follow Jesus Christ and try to be like Him. That's what is called long-suffering and patience. Even patient with yourself, but also patient with others and exercising long-suffering, which is patience over a long term and long period of time. And it involves endurance. And it involves waiting. Let's notice Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13. Matthew 24 and verse 13. You know, when you're raising children, you have to be patient. They have to learn how to crawl, then walk, then run, talk, feed themselves, make good choices. They learn. It's over a period of time. But so often parents push their children too much. And they want their children to make them look good, themselves, the parents look good. So they push them and push them and push them and push them. Instead of leading them and giving them time to develop and mature and grow into their full potential, showing long suffering with them, showing patience with them. The results are so much better when parents do that. That's the way God is with us. Notice here in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Eternal life comes to those that get on the right track toward the kingdom and then endure all the way to the very end. It's not just last minute, I love the Lord and I give my heart to the Lord and bang, you're saved on the spot. That is not the way the Bible shows real salvation works. It requires time. You can't just live your life going your own way, doing your own thing, and getting into all kind of trouble and wrong situations, and then just before you draw your last breath, cry out to God and ask for forgiveness, and hocus pocus, you're given salvation. That is not the way it works. God did not set it up that way. Salvation is a process. It takes time. It takes overcoming and growing and changing and becoming more and more like God and less like this world and more like the life described in the Bible by Jesus Christ, the abundant life. And if we're not patient and if we don't have long suffering, but we're quick on the trigger and we just want what we want when we want it, we're not going to build character. We're not going to live life the way God wants us to live, and therefore we're not going to be Christians. And we're not going to endure to the end, and therefore we're not going to be saved. That's what he says here in Matthew 24 and verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. It doesn't say he that starts out great with a big burst of energy. It says he that for the long haul, over the long haul, keeps on going in spite of whatever comes up. And lots of things will happen you didn't expect. But you keep on going all the way to the end because you're patient and you have the fruit of long suffering. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and see a little bit more fully what this tremendous quality is in every Christian's life, this quality of long suffering. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1, Paul writes, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, the servant, in other words, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You see what he said there? Verse 2, Ephesians 4. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, giving people time, being tolerant. Now, it doesn't mean that you approve or put up with sin. We hate sin. It hurts and destroys and it's ugly and vile. So we don't approve of it and we don't put up with it. But we are tolerant with people who are trying to overcome sin and do the right thing. We have forbearance. We work with them, just like God works with us. And we see progress. And we keep moving along, and they keep moving along, and they make headway. That's called long-suffering. It means you don't give up on people, and you don't give up on yourself. You get up, you dust yourself off, and you keep on going until you start to see progress and change. And I'll tell you something for sure, and I've seen this over and over again. The end results of being patient and long-suffering is well worth the wait. The fruit that is born in people's lives, in your family, and in your own life as a result of having forbearance and patience and tolerance, all wrapped up in the fruit of long suffering, is well worth the wait. It doesn't mean that you turn a deaf ear and just overlook bad stuff. You deal with bad stuff and sin. What it does mean is you keep on going in spite of that. And you keep on working. And you keep on moving forward. And you keep working at it until you get the upper hand. And you help others do that until they get the upper hand. That's how God is with us. And that's the way we have to be with others and with ourselves. And that's the stuff of which eternal life is made. That's true Christianity. Not this pie-in-the-sky pretend Christianity that doesn't go anywhere in this life and certainly in the life to come. It will not lead us in that direction. We'll stall and come short if it's false Christianity. It's got to be the true Christianity. And that true Christianity has got to include God's Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit and this fourth one of long-suffering. Let's just take a quick look at the way God is toward us and his approach and feeling and love toward us. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 103. Psalms chapter 103 and verse 4. Just look at this, speaking of Almighty God and His Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Psalms 103 verse 4, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Are we slow to anger? Notice verse 10, He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. He doesn't return evil for evil. He returns mercy for evil when we repent and we're sorry and we change. Verse 11, For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Yes, we have to fear Him. We have to obey Him. We have to change and grow and overcome. But we're not perfect, and we're going to mess up, and we're going to fall short. And that's where mercy and long-suffering comes in. Not only for Him to show that toward us, but for us to show that toward others. Verse 12, As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear Him. Do you as a father pity your children? They make mistakes, but they're sorry. They didn't mean to. They want to overcome that, and they'll keep working at it till they do. You want God to show pity toward you. Do you show that kind of pity toward others, and especially to your family? I hope so. True Christians will. For He knows our frame, verse 14. He remembers that we are dust. He knows that. We need to keep that in mind about ourselves and about others. Notice verse 17 of Psalms 103. But the mercy of the Eternal is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. Those that mean to do well, trying to do well, want to do well, repent and change. They stand in awe of God. They want to obey Him, and they keep at it in spite of falling down and stumbling and making mistakes. But they get up and get going again. And they're sincere, and they're not playing games. God extends mercy. He extends long-suffering. He extends forgiveness. And He says, if you want to have mercy, you better show mercy. You know, if you want long-suffering from Him, you better show long-suffering toward others. We must do that. And we will if we're true Christians. As long as He sees us trying, making progress, and with an attitude of determination, He's going to forgive us. He's going to pour out mercy on us. As long as He sees us deciding to keep on keeping on, He will not abandon us. He won't give up on us as long as we don't give up on Him and His truth. He will be there for us and with us and help us all along the way because He's full of mercy and He's full of long-suffering. And He wants us to have mercy and long-suffering as well. And we will if we are growing and cultivating and developing true Christian character and being led by God's Spirit, because one of the fruits of that Spirit is long-suffering. Let's turn to Romans 2 and verse 7 quickly. Here is a blueprint for day in and day out successful Christian living all the way to the very end, eternal life. Romans chapter 2. Romans 2 and verse 7. This is a wonderful verse. It says here in Romans 2, 7, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing, see, that's long-suffering, patient continuance in well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. They just keep on going with God's help, and therefore they will succeed in the end because they are bearing the fruit of long-suffering. Please request our free material on Is This the Only Day of Salvation? All you have to do is call our 800 number at 1-800-581-1317. 1-800-581-1317. Also, please ask for our outstanding magazine, Straightforward. We'll send it to you by return mail, totally free. All of our material is just free for the asking. So ask for our material on Is This the Only Day of Salvation? And our magazine, Straightforward, by calling 1-800-581-1317. Or you can go to our website at straightforward.org and ask for our material there. Until next time, this is Charles Bryce with the Enduring Church of God.
For more information, you may write to Enduring Church of God, P.O. Box 1317, Chandler, Texas, 75758, or visit our website at straightforward.org.